The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'm not one to break promises either, and I think I was just entrapped by Ryan Wiggins.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it was illegal, but it's still going to happen.
But it's binding.
Yeah.
Are you prepared? Have you ever cut someone's hair before?
Nope.
Like a woman's hair? No experience?
Never done it. Don't have any desire to do it, except the reason I want to do it is because I haven't done
it. I think I'm going to give you a piece of paper and show me, like, cut an inch off the bottom of this piece of paper.
Just so you know that I know what an inch is.
Yeah.
don't you dare. I don't even. Yeah, you're right. You know what? You're right.
And
I will
the
need practice
before it even got started.
I will need to find out because I don't know. I have no idea.
I saw that coming from a mile away. I was like, she's going to say
gone.
It. And Ryan's going to say it. Then be like, oh.
I don't know.
She's not coming back from that, folks.
I don't know. You know what you could do, Annie? On the live stream, pull up a video.
I'm done.
And just let people see, like, what it is.
Is she gone?
Yeah, she's gone.
I made a choice.
Yeah, you
did. It was the right one.
No.
You.
I don't think you've made a good choice in this hour.
That's not wrong.
I'm telling you ahead of time, that was a bad choice to let me do this. But we will do it.
Just an inch.
If it happens on the air, then it's real.
One single inch. Let's see if Ryan knows what that looks like.
Yeah. Do you even know what an inch is? Can you practice on this paper? I do. I think
There's
I know.
So many funny things to say that I can. We're all thinking it. We should have an
I like that the premise of that, like, innuendo aside, was, do you understand a unit of measurement that's super common?
That is what's funny like, about that.
Like what? What? I only use metric. I had no idea what an inch was until now. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I think Annie left.
It's incredible. What is this American system of measurements?
You use metric. You get more numbers, bigger numbers. It's fine.
Yeah.
Bigger numbers is what you want.
I thought I was agreeing to cut off a kilometer. just let her have a moment and see how long it takes.
This is the easiest Annie. Are you okay?
Oh,
Lisa, LESASTL.org/Annie. If
she's just playing the old hits now.
Willing to find out with me how big Ryan believes in it. Way to tie in.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? You're giving me license now to be like, oh, I thought that's what an inch was. Cutting it up like above your ears.
This is the second time I've had to cover my face.
You know what I'm going to give you? You ever seen John and Kate plus 8? The Kate. That's what you're going to get.
False. And you, that is people funny. Have to donate to $15,000 by 3 p.m. tomorrow. I think we're good. I think we're inching towards... Ryan style
inching
or,
towards, like,
or
again,
average?
Like, even when you say it, I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Does that mean we're moving forward?
Huge.
Fast?
Just
or
massive.
Slow? I don't know.
Yeah, massive. It's making leaps and bounds.
I really don't know. I'll practice ahead of time.
You ready, Brad?
Yeah.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Man who ate only cheese, beef, and sticks of butter for 8 months suffers right? shocking side effect.
I can already tell you how the story ends.
Hmm. Yeah. A 40-year-old Florida man arrived at a Tampa hospital with a yellowish ooze emanating from his palms, elbows, and the soles of his feet.
Again, I could have told you.
He told doctors that he had adopted a carnivore diet for the past 8 months and explained his daily intake of food consisted of full sticks of butter, 6 to 9 pounds of cheese, and hamburger patties.
The diet is gaining popularity in fitness circles.
Wait a minute. Wait
that
a minute.
That is not the carnivore
diet. Wait. How does the cheese and the butter were oozing out of his hands?
I'll explain.
Okay.
Hang tight. The diet is gaining popularity in fitness circles. People claim that the pure protein lifestyle helps shed weight and improve cognitive function.
I'm sure
that's true. According to this article and according to this guy. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the diet caused an outrageously high total cholesterol level, leading to a condition where excess lipids ooze from blood vessels and form localized lipid deposits. Ryan.
Excess lipids.
Excess.
Oh.
That's what they always say. You got to watch on the carnivore diet. For your lipids. If your lipids are too high, they say go ahead and eat a couple of asparagus.
Yeah, no veggies in this diet.
That is wild.
Annie, are you okay with eating sticks of butter? I don't know.
No.
I don't really.
Does it
I don't
look
have anything.
Like I'm okay with eating sticks of butter?
After hearing that story especially.
Shocking enough.
Yeah.
Annie, you look like someone who eats sticks of butter.
How often are you eating full sticks of butter? And can you defend it?
Would you do it if we got to the goal today?
Fine.
I'll cut your hair while you eat the full stick of butter.
I will draw the line right there. I'd let you shave my head before I'd eat a full stick of butter. I can't eat butter plain. Some people can eat plain butter.
I used to as
a kid. Can you eat plain butter?
No.
Really?
Not really. I don't know that I've tried.
I don't think
it's appealing.
I think it's a more common thing for people to be able to just eat. I don't think that they eat sticks of butter, but if they're making stuff or whatever, they might just eat the butter.
I can eat just cheese all day.
Mm-hmm. Mm, me too.
Just hamburger, but not just butter.
No, I'm
not.
How are
you
going to
get your lipids
butter?
Up to a level where they ooze?
Right, you gotta keep a port on at all times and check your lipids as you eat.
We're done. Next one.
City employee injured after a reported toilet explosion.
Good thing we moved to this one.
Gifts keep on giving here. A City of Pittsburgh employee was hurt after a plumbing fixture failed, causing a toilet explosion. A plumber interviewed for this story said it isn't out of the ordinary for a toilet to, quote, explode.
Yes, it is out of the ordinary. It is out of anything that is
apparently,
ordinary.
If you work for the city.
For the toilet. Government toilets just exploding. Like, you know, that happens. That's not uncommon.
It's just like that sometimes.
You know, we need more funding.
That's the old American standard from the 1950s.
It's not unusual. Give me a break. Go on.
Well, it rarely happens in residential buildings, but it's more common in commercial buildings, according to this guy.
Actually.
Because the toilets work off pressure from an incoming line, not a tank in the back.
Mm-hmm. Shut up, Ryan. You don't know.
Tank in the back.
Ryan's like, yeah, that's definitely how it works.
Thankfully, the employee was able to walk to an ambulance for treatment and is currently fine, just recovering from minor non-life-threatening injuries. Annie, are you okay with knowing toilets can explode?
So this guy was sitting on it?
Uh-huh.
Sitting on it, okay.
Guy or gal, the anonymity was key here. They didn't want to embarrass him.
I think he'd probably be able to tell.
Define explode. Did the sewage just shoot him up in the air? Or did the toilet
like
actually blow up?
He was sitting up on the top of a fountain of water for like 35 seconds.
And he was still
reading
the newspaper. He's like, what's going on?
And then he looks down
high.
And he's like, whoa!
Ahooga!
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo, Mr. Puss Hitter! I don't know.
The city government guy walks in. He's like, "Oh yeah, that's a classic case, right?"
Happens all the time.
You
got three union guys standing around trying to classify the ordinary nature of the thing.
We gotta get some paperwork before we deal with that. Maybe
you
we can get him down
right
first.
There, sir.
Yeah, you stay right there. How does he even have a newspaper?
Everyone's saying that sounds like your bidet.
The bidet is a cleaning agent.
It's not the way you made it sound the first time you talked about it.
Skyline chili flavored ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Two Ohio favorites. Ohio-based ice cream brand Grater Ice Cream announced that its newest flavor, Skyline Spice, is a collaboration with Cincinnati Skyline Chili. This wacky yet wonderful creation combines Grater's handcrafted French pot ice cream with oyster crackers and Skyline's signature chili spice mix.
I could see oyster crackers not being offensive on vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah, kind of wafery.
It's like
salt,
French fries and Frosties pretzel, or something like that. Yeah,
pretzel thing.
Wouldn't be my go-to salty, crunchy thing, but...
According to the press release, the flavor is sweet, savory, and unlike anything ice cream or chili lovers have ever tasted before. Immediately after they put this press release out, Vice President J.D. Vance tweeted, President Trump and I will stop this.
Perfect. Spoken like an Ohioan.
Immediately after that.
Can you imagine Kamala Harris sending out a tweet that's funny like that?
Let me try real quick.
The answer is no. You cannot.
He's trying to imagine it.
He's like going to hurt himself.
Oh, I don't think I can. I tried. I keep thinking about the fountain.
The awareness of what real people are doing and talking about that this administration isn't detached from, where everything is so prepackaged and probably insulated from the people themselves, the president and the vice president themselves, some of the things that they put out there on social media. I mean, I don't love everything, but I don't hate it nearly as much as other people do. But just to know that they're out there with senses of humor, that they are real people, aware of real people things, is refreshing.
Are you okay with chili ice cream?
No.
I went to Skyline Chili for the first time last year.
I did too.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought Mark Cox overhyped it.
I did too.
Yeah. Mark Cox has been in Ohio. And
yes, he loves this chili. Buys it frozen, eats it all the time.
Yeah, I've had Skyline Chili and it is not anything to write home about. I would prefer my husband's chili over that all of the time. And to me, it's like, recently, I think Jimmy Kimmel had John Hamm and then Jason Tatum both on his show, because I saw this through Emo's, I think, retweeted it. But they talked about Emo's Pizza, and Jimmy Kimmel was just trouncing over Emo's Pizza. And John Hamm was like, it's the best pizza ever. And when they were describing what Emo's Pizza is, they were both kind of describing it accurately, but you just think it's good.
Very different points of view. Was it David Portnoy who came here and said some crummy stuff about Emo's, and then we decided we hate Barstool after that?
For a while.
He did not. His review of Emo's is very funny and interesting, because you would expect it. People don't come here like Emo's Pizza is. It's like eating a McDonald's cheeseburger. When you're like, I really want a great cheeseburger, you don't go to McDonald's to get a cheeseburger, but you might want a McDonald's cheeseburger. It's
very
like its
specific
own thing that has this very small intersection with the food group that it comes from, but it's a different thing. It's a different experience.
That's true.
Emo's Pizza is the same
really good
to pizza as that kind of
analogy. There'll be times where we'll say, oh, you want to get pizza? And my wife's like, no, but let's get Emo's.
Yeah.
And she will say that without thinking, you know what you're saying.
And you're still ordering pizza from Emo's.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's a special kind of thing, and you like it. I love Emo's pizza. To me, the secret is, like, whatever topping you get is just to order extra cheese. But if you get extra cheese and pepperoni, which is what my kids generally eat, it's fantastic. But it's not like, do we want Emo's pizza or Papa John's? We love going to Joe's Pizza. They have deep dish pizza in several places around on the east side. They might be I don't know if they're in Missouri, but they're great too. Like if you want a deep dish Chicago style pizza, Joe's has got great pizza. But when you go to Emo's, it's because you wanted Emo's. And when you see people like outside of that discussing Emo's specifically, they're discussing it in the context of pizza. And I'm always like, but that's not the thing here. I don't know if Skyline Chili is the same thing in Ohio. Like if they would qualify it that. I don't like Skyline Chili. It's not the kind of chili that I want to have.
I know it's not around here as much, but whenever we're like in the summer, especially kids, you want to go get ice cream. Sometimes you're like, no, I want Skyline Chili. That's kind of what you're saying, right?
All right.
That's pretty much all the good stuff I got.
That's it?
That's fine.
We can talk about other stuff. I mean, I've got a story about somebody walking a suspension line between hot air balloons.
Ew.
I know.
No. Yeah. I don't need
that's,
to do that.
It kind of goes downhill more so than it did.
Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about our favorite shirts. How's
okay.
that?
Sounds
that
good.
Is our Spirit Day item for the day. We're wearing our favorite shirts, and I'm here to say that Ethan told me that I'm not even wearing a shirt. I can explain more on the other side. If you want to donate to our Lutheran Elementary School Association fundraiser cause, we've got about $5,000, a little over $5,000 left that we need to raise. We are inching our way towards $10,000 total. Please consider giving to this. LESASTL.org/Annie. Ryan and I have I guess, made a wager of some kind with you. If you get there, we'll discuss that again when we come back. Don't go away.